The threat of Hurricane Irma forced the NFL to postpone Sunday's game in Miami between the Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That game will instead be played on November 19th. At least for now, though, the rest of the NFL schedule is intact. That includes the Texans playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in flood-ravaged Houston on Sunday. The season actually kicks off tonight with the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's get a preview with Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And the NFL.com site polled 15 experts. Six of them picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl again. What do you think as we start the season?
That seems low to me. It seems like the only reason you wouldn't want to do that is as an expert, you don't get much credit for picking the Patriots. But who else would possibly be the front runner? It's not just the dearth of competition. They are the best team. Although a case could be made, a plausible case, hear me out, that the Atlanta Falcons, a team that was dominant in the playoffs in the regular season and leading quite mightily in the Super Bowl, but for one play, one boneheaded play here or there, would have won the Super Bowl. Maybe they should be considered something like a co-favorite. But they're a little bit far down on the list, especially if you look at Las Vegas odds, because I think that people believe there will be a hangover effect from losing that game. Some other teams who might be good, I think, in the East, the Steelers, they're always good. They're coming on. The Raiders, especially if their quarterback Derek Carr stays healthy. I said the East, I mean the AFC. And in the NFC, I do think Atlanta is far and away better than their competitors in the NFC.
What about players? Are there some new players emerging as superstars right now?
I'm interested to see how Deshaun Watson plays. He's a rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans, who you just mentioned. They're going to have such a good defense that he won't be asked to do so much, but he was a superstar in college, so that will be exciting. I also mentioned Derek Carr. He's coming on. The Raiders have a high, potent offense, and it's because of Carr. He hurt himself late in the season, and that thwarted their chances in the playoffs. On the other side of the ball in Oakland, Khalil Mack, Defensive Player of the Year, is a third-year player. They don't have a great defense, but he is a great and disruptive player. And then let's maybe for a second talk about Ezekiel Elliott, who was a running back for the Cowboys, fantastic player, but has been suspended for six games by the NFL. And where that stands now is he's going to play in week one. It has to do with the timing of his appeal. The league ruled against him. The arbitrator ruled against him. He's still appealing it. There's a chance he might not serve all six games, but I think it's likely that he will. There's a chance that he might not serve all the games this year. But again, I think it's likely that he will.
Okay, so that's the NFL. I want to ask you one question about tennis while we have you. Something very unusual in the U.S. Open. Four American women in the semifinals tonight. That's very unusual, isn't it?
That is very unusual. And to get there, Madison Keys and Coco Vandeweghe and Venus Williams and Sloane Stephens beat two Czechs, an Estonian and a Latvian. So it could have been an all former Eastern Bloc final. And there hasn't been an all U.S. women's finals or semifinals since the days of Chris Everett and Martina Navratilova. Remember, she became a United States citizen. Right. So even though we bemoan the state of American tennis, that's actually on the men's side, especially with the women being so dominant, and now we're seeing some young players really assert themselves. It's a good day for women's tennis in America.
That's Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
Hey, thank you.